Teira Or, page Aleph, first column, three lines in the end of the page, first column. Okay, Al Rebbe is asking you a few questions. First of all, how could you say that the heaven is Hashem's seat and the footstool? By Hashem, you don't have a body. So it starts explaining that Torah from the level Shemayim. What is Shemayim? Shemayim, which is level Chesed and Gvura, and that's the level of Torah. And Vasisim Esam, Vasisim Atem, the Eden create the level of Torah. And he says that's the whole inyan of assembly Beinu Bina. How do we get to this level of understanding Elokus? Is by Shema, Shem Ayin. Ayin refers to Midas, that the Midas are only a Shem, only a revelation of Hashem, but the essence of Hashem is completely greater, and that's the level of Bina. The love and love and want to understand some one thing from another thing, and to understand the way the world is only Mamala Kolam, this is Sevi Kolam, and then you come to the level of Haftas Hashem Elkecha B'chol Avocha B'chol Navshcha B'chol Me'edecha. And then, okay. And he says the last thing, Torah is Kadma Alpaim Shadna La'ilam. Like we said, world was created with the level of Midas. But Torah is higher than the world. Okay, so therefore, that's the level of Bina. So he says now, three lines in the end of the page. Rine Amsha Chazu Yaide Yisarus Adalasata. This level of Elokus coming down into the world, meaning the level of Tata coming in to the level of world, he says that's dependent on the Yisarus and the Lasata. That's the Aved of the Jew. And then through that level, then through this, you have it, the Vidibarta Bum. What does Vidibarta mean? Vidibarta means on Hogus, Vaham Shochus. The Vidibarta Bum is a level of bringing down, meaning like this. We learned many times, what's speech? Speech is a revelation to somebody else. That means speech is revealing Seichel and Midas to a lower level, so to speak, out of yourself to somebody else. So Vidibarta Bum is a level of the Jew bringing down Bum, the level of Teda. And Hog of Amshachli is Amshachas Erin Tzal Baruch HaBeteda. To bring down the level of Elokus into Torah, which means the Jew's Aveda accomplishes that you bring down into Torah a higher level than Torah is by itself. In fact, the Rebbe explains this in a maimer about Simchas Torah. The Rebbe says Simchas Torah simply means, you know, you're dancing with the Torah. But the Rebbe explains, Simchas Torah means the Torah's happy. The Simcha of the Torah. Why is the Torah happier, so to speak? Because in Simchas Torah, the Torah gets a level of godliness that Torah doesn't have on its own. Well, what does that mean? Because Torah, I can't see it. Torah is actually Chochmas Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the level of Torah of learning. There's different aspects of Torah. You have learning of Torah, okay? So learning Torah is a level of Seichel, right? Understanding Torah. But as Simchas Torah, you don't sit and learn Torah. That's not the emphasis. The emphasis is that you take a closed Torah, and you dance all together, which means at that level, all Jews are the same. You don't know who's a scholar. You don't know who's not a scholar because nobody is learning. Not only that, why is it called Hakafis Makif? Because you go around the bima. But in the Chassidish level, a deeper level, it means you have to bring down the level of Makifim. That's the whole union of Hakafis. So what happens on Simchas Torah? You have a closed Sefer Torah, meaning the Sefer Torah is surrounded. It's not the learning which internalizes the level of Torah. So what happens on Simchas Torah? By dancing with the Torah, you actually bring down what the Rebbe is saying over here, the Rebbe is saying here. You bring down a level of Makifim in Torah that Torah by itself doesn't have. Who accomplishes that? The Jew. And Simchas Torah.
Has nothing to do with learning.
Nothing to do with learning. Well, you bring it down into level 10, which is limited.
When you say the Kiddush Baruch Hu doesn't have a body, you mean he says he created Adam in his image? What does that mean?
Let me ask you, forget that. Hashem is a body?
Could be.
No, well, weird. Doesn't have no.
Why
doesn't
not?
Because he can't have a body. One of the fundamental things of a belief that Rambam says that all the way to the beginning, Rambam, chain le guf and le dmus haguf. There's nothing, and the pasuk itself says that he Hashem is no dmus haguf. What does it mean? Hashem created Adam in His image. Many interpretations, but the simple interpretation is a person is created the head on top of the rest of the body. Unlike animals, that it's all the same. Okay. So, the head represents seichel, the heart represents midas. So, by a person is creating the image of Hashem means seichel, intellect, is higher than feelings. With that, you see, that's where it is in Elokus. Chochmah, Bina, Das, then the seven midas. So, in Elokus, you have the level of intellect above the level of emotions, above midas. And therefore, person who's created in the image of Hashem means his head is on top of the rest of the body. Meaning, intellect dictates emotions, not the opposite. If you're a human, animals run on instinct. There's a story, a guy came to Rabbi Rashab, and he bragged himself, he bragged that he trained his cat to be super behaving. You know, very... So the Rebbe Hashem called over his gabbai, whispered something in his ear, and the cat was sitting like a mensch, you know, I mean, everything was very disciplined. He called over his servant, he whispered something in his ear, the gabbai smiled. He came back a few minutes later with a mouse, and he put the mouse in front of the cat. Also, in all the manners, all the etiquette of the cat died. Animals don't run in seichel. Their midas, their seichel can't dictate midas. They don't have seichel to dictate midas. A person is born with the ability that intellect dictates feelings. That's called in the image of Hashem. Just like Hashem has intellect, right? And then you also have right, left, center. A person's body is also right, left, center. Chesed, gvurah, tefes, netzach, you see. That's called in the image of Hashem, not Chas Hashem as a body. Okay, second column, top line. V'zeo in v'yidaber Hashem o Meisha. Shem shochas havaya. L'savas ha-teiro. Tzorch li'es ha-mshoch ha-tchilas l'mad b'chinas Meisha, which is the level min ha-mayim mishisiu. That's why it says, v'yidaber Hashem o Meisha, meaning bringing down. V'yidaber Hashem, meaning bring down Dibur, right? Reveal the level of Yudke Vavke to the level of Meisha, which is Hamshoch min Hamayim Mishisiu, which comes in the level of the concealed worlds min Hamayim Mishisiu. Zeh Hashemayim Kisi. That's what the pasuk says. The Maimer began. The heaven is Hashem's seat. Shemayim, which he said B'teira, is the level of Kisi, is a chair, meaning like this. Shemayim, the Alter Rebbe at the beginning of the Mayim explained, refers to Teira, because Shemayim is Eish and Mayim, fire and water, which is Chesed and Gvura. And therefore, by the way, Teira is likened many times to Mayim. Teira is likened to fire. Mimina Eish, Dos Lomay Eish. Teira is called fire. In fact, the Gemara learns from there, just like fire can never become Tamei, Teira can never become Tamei. So we see Teira is likened to Mayim and Eish, Chesed and Gvura. So therefore, Shemayim represents Teira. What does it mean, Hashemayim Kisi? The Alter Rebbe explains, the level of Teira is a coming down for Hashem. When you sit, you come; your body lowers itself. Hashemayim, meaning the level of Teira that's called Shemayim, is the level of Kisi, meaning, Yeshiva Zu, and this sitting, what's the level of sitting by a person? Hashpol Gabi Amida. Okay? Is a lowering compared to standing. Shaodam Aimeh Bal Kaimo the. Because then when you stand, your head is higher than the higher up. By day Yeshiva. Nishba Kimah say he lowers his height. So Kach Teda. Nasa Kisi Le'erin Tabarchu. Lebchinus Rosh, which is the level of Ritzene V'chochmase Yubinase, of Antu Chakim V'lei B'chochme Yediya, which is a higher level of Chochme. V'lmeivim V'lei B'bini Yediya, I'll explain in a second. B'teri Yardim Mishtaushim, Chochmase Yubinase B'dvonim Gashim. Therefore, Teda comes down, and this is what he means. Now, the Rebbe says here like this. Teda is a level of Chochmase Shavir Baruchu, but Teda deals with physical objects. It's like he says, tzitzis, tefillin, tzedakah, tumah, meiser. In fact, not only that, it says, after it brings it down, Torah deals with liars and swindlers. Torah talks about liars and swindlers, which means you're taking Hashem's wisdom all the way down to the lowest of levels of people that are no good, you know, very low lives. So he says, what's the union of Teda? There's a level of Teda that by Hashem, he lowered Teda to come into the Gashmistika world. But there's also a level of Teda which is higher than Chochmah. Chassidus always quotes the Medrash that says that based on the passage, I think, that Teda is Shashui Amelech Batzmusei, God's toy that he plays with every day. That's what the Medrash says. Torah is God's toy that he plays with every day. Now again, you can't mean physically. So Chassidus explains, what's the inyan of playing with a toy? That's pleasure. Tainuk. It's not the intellectual, internalized level of understanding, which means, the Medrash is saying, there's a level of Torah which is Chochmah. Chochmah says Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's an aspect in Teda, which is a level of time of pleasure with Hashem.
Before it was Galbuta, Atikyomi, and
yeah, okay, so we learned it. We learned it from here. What do you think we learned it? Okay, then that's a Shemayim Kisi. So that Rebbe says, bottom line, what's a Shemayim Kisi? The level of Teda comes into Gashmistika things. Oh, that's Adem Ragloi, Adem Loshim, Apostle. Oh, but Kamesha Shiv Shiv Beloshin Agamara Shiv Gamkin Kisi Kotem. He says the Gemara explains the level of Hadayim Ragli, what's called Shifurf, which is a small chair, but you put it under your feet. You know, a footstool. A footstool is also a chair, but it's not the big chair that you sit on, it's a little chair. Oh, Mashamin Tachas Ragli Yeshevis. To elevate the foot from the earth. So again, what's the purpose of a footstool? Elevating the lower parts of the body, pick them up a little bit, elevate them. One is for the chair and one is for the footstool. The chair is the big thing you sit on. Okay, so the Baal, what does it mean? Ragla is the footstool that you put under the foot. The Yidden are called the foot. Why are they called foot? It says, Bonim Atam Lashem Alekechem. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, right? Your children of Hashem, and the Jews, the Zohar says, are the knees, the child is the knees of the father. The Gemara says, the Zohar says, that the child is the knees of the father, meaning the lower part of the father. It's an extension of the father coming down. That's what a Yud Kei Vav Kei, you know, father, mother, son, daughter. Inei kmei al derech mosh shanim semayli yaseda beregel mashen merosh. Even though normally the foot is lower, but there's an advantage that the foot has over the head. Aglayim he mahalchim vein neisim eserosh. The feet go, they elevate the head, umelich neisim umchez chavtzei. To take it where it wants. If you want to go somewhere, You can't go with your head. You need the foot to take you there. So even though the foot is obviously much lower than the head, but there's an advantage of the foot in the head that it takes you places. So you see that the head needs the foot. And you see not only that, the veins in the head are also connected to the foot, and therefore, when you do bloodletting, as you used to do in those days, from the foot, the head becomes healed. It becomes healthy. If there's a problem in the head, years ago what they did was they would take bloodletting from the foot, and that would heal the head. How does dealing with the foot heal the head? Many healings, like shots or whatever you do in the foot, and then heal, the head gets healed. There's once a cardiologist came, a guy wasn't feeling well, so he had a problem with his heart. So he said, give me your hand, I want to take your pulse. So the guy said to him, what does the hand have to do with the heart? So the guy says, it's good for fundraising. He says, based on your hand, I can tell what type of heart you have. And he says, And therefore, in this level, the foot is the head, and the head is the foot. Right? If the foot is more important, that means in that aspect, that the foot is the head. The kachi lemailin, so it is. By Hashem, there is kalus, some shachas, some adreges. No, it's chilasim is safe in the edge. The beginning is edged in the and the end. There's what's called Or Yashor. In the revelation of Alokus in the world, Chassidus always explains there's two revelations. There's the direct revelation, and then there's the rebounding revelation. Or Yashor Nekimo Maida Lamata. What does Or Yashor mean? It comes straight from a higher level to a lower level. Kiko Ma Shele Maida Elyon. Then whatever is up is higher. Then the lower is higher. You see this in Gashmis. You have sunlight. The sun comes directly, and you can get burnt from sun, right? But sometimes you have what's called the reflecting light of the sun. You could be on the earth in a carriage which is covered, and yet you still get burnt. So it's not from the Or Yashor, it's not from the direct straight sunlight coming from higher to lower. It's from the rebounding Or. So in Yiddishkeit, Chassidus explained, there's the Gilui Momaila, the revelation from above, and then there's our Avaida, bouncing up from the ground going up. So he says, that's the level. The Kacho Lemaila, Aide Hiskalus. No, I'm sorry. Sometimes, like Dr. Rebbe just explained, the foot is above the head, because the head needs the foot. So therefore, in certain aspects, the foot becomes the head, and the head becomes the foot. And therefore, by day, that way, the yid down here, Nasa Lamaila becomes above. Tikun Erisol Yainim, a rectification. You're fixing the higher levels of world. In simple English, Dalton, I'm just saying very simply. A chair represents higher coming down. Momaila Lamata, Or Yashor. The higher levels coming down. Over there, the head is above the foot. What's a footstool? You're elevating the foot to a higher level. That's the level Mamata Lamaila, where the rego becomes greater than the head. And that's the Aveda, basically, as we learned many times, the Aveda of Tzadikim and Bali Tshuva. Tzadikim is higher to lower, and Bali Tshuva, the returning, right, Tshuva, that's the Mamata Lamaila. and then it is al shemetzina b'meisha. Shechot be'ega shebechet ha'egol nitlu mimeno elef eidus. 1,000 levels of kedusha were taken from Meisha Rabbeinu. Or b'shabbos chayzim v'neisen elef b'matano. And Shabbos, Meisha Rabbeinu got it back. Like we say in davening, yismach Meisha b'matnas chalkin. What do we say, shachris and shon esrei? Meisha Rabbeinu was happy, but matnas chelke with the matan of his chelik. Simply, it means matan teira. Shabbos morning, the emphasis, it's interesting. Shabbos morning, if you notice in Yismachu, we don't say zeichel ma'aseh bereishis. Friday night, we say zeichel ma'aseh bereishis. Musaf, we say zeichel ma'aseh bereishis. Shachris, we don't say Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Why do we say Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis in the morning? Because there's different aspects of Shabbos. There's a level of Shabbos which is creation, right? So the testimony that Hashem created the world. And then there's a higher level of Shabbos, which is the level of Matan Torah. Shabbos is Torah. Torah was given in Shabbos. The Gemara says Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. Shabbos is Torah. There's a level of Shabbos which is higher than creation. That's the level of Matan Torah. Again, creation in Midas, Torah is Seichel, Alpaim Shana Kadma Torah Le'elam, Torah is higher than world. So therefore, Shabbos morning, we leave out Zechel and Ma'aseh Bereishis because the emphasis is on Matan Torah. Whatever, that's the reason why we don't say it in Davening. The pearl, Yismach Meshe Man Eschelke, Meshe Rabbeinu got it back on Shabbos. And therefore, Ralzer Domzer Razal. That's what Chazal alludes to when it says, on the Pasuk in Kisisa, after the eagle, Meshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, and Hashem said to him, Lechreid, go down. So Rashi comments in the Gemara, what do you mean, Lechreid? It's redundant. Lechreid, you should say Reid. What do you mean, go down? He said, Lech Reid Megdulascha, go down from your greatness. Klum Nasati Locha Gdula Lebishvil Yisrael. And this is another interesting thing. Hashem says to Meshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving you greatness because of the Jews. Now the Jews sinned, you lose your greatness. And again, the Jews are the regel, Sheish Meir Elef Ragli, the Jews are the foot of Meshe Rabbeinu. And he says, Ayla Fisha Hayu Bechinis, Yisrael Bechinis Regel Shaloi. The Yidin are the feet of Meshe Rabbeinu, like Meshe Rabbeinu says, Sheish Mias Elef Ragla Masha Nechi Bekirbe. The 600,000 feet of the nation is standing by Moyula Bechinis Mak, Bechinis Reish. And that level became now the encompassing level of the foot, becomes greater than Meshe Rabbeinu. Avshem Moyula Bechinis Regel Vadai. Okay? So the same thing, what happened? Meshe Rabbeinu, in this level, again, the Yidden add Kedusha to Meshe Rabbeinu. Why did Meshe Rabbeinu have all these extra revelations? Because of the Yidden. Even though the Yidden are the foot and Meshe Rabbeinu is the head, but who causes the head to be the head? The foot causes the extra revelation. Therefore, when the Yidden sin by the ego, so the head doesn't have it anymore. What?
Yeah. The reason I ask is because we saw that.
You have to speak louder, sir. You're masking, I don't hear. Yeah.
When you do Ashba Milmata Lamaila, there's a corresponding afterwards, a light that comes from Milmaila Lamata. So does that mean Or Choser can also cause Or Yashar? Does it ever go in that
way? Or Choser goes back to a higher place in Or Yashar. And of course, yeah. It's a Rusa Delayla. How does this thing work? Isarusa de la Eile, it has to be awakening from above to get the Jew to do it. Then you have the Isarusa de la Sata. Then you have the Isarusa de la Eile. Then you have a higher level of revelation from above, so you have a higher revelation from below. And that's the continuous cycle. That's where, like we learned in the beginning of the Torah, Adam ki yakrev mikem, is the avodah of the Jew. But before that, it says, Vayikra al Moshe. You can't have Adam ki yakriv, you can't have a person coming closer to Hashem if there's no Vayikra al Moshe. Hashem has to call to the Jew, meaning stimulate the Jew, awake, not do it, because it's above, and it's not the aveda of the Jew. A stimulation from above, a stimulus package. Stimulus package from above that the Eibishter has to call Vayikra Meisha. And that makes the ability of Adam Kiyakiv. And then what happens? You bring God to the Korban, and you bring down the revelations of Korbanis. That's the whole aveda of Yid. And it has to be inspiration from above. And that gets the Jew to do the Sarusa de Lasata. And then that causes a higher Sarusa, which again keeps going on a higher level. What? What?
$3 trillion.
I don't hear you.
I said it's a $3 trillion
package. It's a bit more. $3 trillion is limited. This is bleak wool. But if you think about it, the Alter Rebbe is saying we're the feet. Yeah, we're Hashem's feet for sure, and Moshe Rabbeinu's feet. Yet we elevate Moshe Rabbeinu. We elevate Damala Mala Mimach. Everything comes from us. So our Avoda elevates everything. Why? To make it clear? Only because Hashem wanted it that way. Because really, who are we? Our Avoda is worthless. What we do is worthless. In the scheme of things, what we do is mamish worthless. What are we? Nothing. Because Hashem said, your Avoda causes me pleasure, causes me to call the... You call the shots. That's the greatness of the Yid. And he says, V'kachu b'chol yisadei shem mesaka ma'isav shem b'kerecha ma'isav asiyah gashmas b'chinas raglayim. And here's a famous one-liner of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe always quotes, Nasim mechei v'li b'izakim elef pamim kocha. By doing mitzvahs, your mind and heart become refined 1,000-fold, and the Samach Tzedek that I always used to quote the Samach Tzedek, this is not an exaggeration, it's real. That means your mind literally becomes refined 1,000-fold, which means when it takes somebody 1,000 hours to learn, you could do it in an hour.
You say that in the science, right?
Yeah, Tzachit Tzibur.